All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane. And you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak. And there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
All aboard!
That's right. We are teeing it up. News, interviews, and fun for everyone interested in golf here on the Tee to Green Golf Show. Hello, fellow golfers. Hello to all. Welcome. I'm Debbie O'Connell with producer Robert DeCosa, the Duke, in Master Control. Jay Ritchie will join us for the final segment. We are locked and loaded for another great edition of Tee to Green. If you want lower scores, stay tuned because today's show is packed with insights guaranteed to elevate your game. Our first guest is PGA professional Steve Goforth. With 3 decades of experience in the golf industry, Steve has done it all, from building custom clubs to earning recognition as one of the world's top 100 club fitters. He currently serves as head golf professional at Cross Creek Golf Club in South Carolina. But that's not all. Steve also hosts a podcast called Goforth and Golf. He delivers fun and practical advice on every facet of the game. Then we'll shine the spotlight on LPGA Tour star Warren Coughlin, fresh off an incredible performance at the 2024 Solheim Cup. I saw it in person, her very first appearance. Warren had an incredible record and added another highlight to an incredible career that already included 2 LPGA Tour wins. We'll dig into how she stayed cool under pressure at the Solheim Cup. Get ready for another great show on Tee to Green, the show by golfers for golfers.
They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from the double bogey blues.
It's the longest-running network golf radio show, Tee to Green, now on Sirius XM Channel 217 and the Sirius XM app. You can also catch us streaming live every Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern on sportsbyline.com. I'm Debbie O'Connell, teeing it up and talking golf with our first guest, Steve Goforth, right here on Tee to Green.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from US Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Call 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. Plus, get free shipping and we'll bill your insurance company for you. CGMs are the newest in diabetic technology that can help you stay in range and manage your diabetes better. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost, and delivery is free. Remember, if you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-223-4979, 800-223-4979, 800-223-4979. Co-pays and deductibles may apply. Call 800-223-4979. That's 800-223-4979. Sponsored by U.S. Medical Supply.
When you switch to Progressive, you could save bundling your home and auto. Then you could put that money towards some of the surprisingly more expensive things in life.
May I help you?
I just wanted to request a late checkout, please.
Of course. That's $30 per hour for up to 4 hours.
Huh. Okay, but if you can offer a late checkout, then that probably means no one is staying in that room. So if it's empty, you know, maybe I can just stay a few extra hours.
Oh, aren't you adorable?
Life costs a lot. So bundle and you could save with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Right now, Kohl's is giving away millions in instant Kohl's Cash in stores for free. Yup, that's right, because the Kohl's Cash Ultimate Giveaway is back. Hurry in to claim yours while supplies last. Plus, you can score 3 days of deals in store and online this weekend. So don't miss out. Head to your nearest Kohl's this Friday through Sunday before it's too late. Kohl's Cash Giveaway valid in store only. Redeemable only that day. Some exclusions apply. Not valid on Sephora at Kohl's while supplies last. Ends March 9th. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Well, golfers listen because we speak their language here on Tee to Green Radio Show. Welcome. I'm Debbie O'Connell. Thanks for listening, and thank you for being the most important part of what we do every week, talk golf. Later in the hour, LPGA Tour star Lauren Coughlin will be here. She has two professional victories on the LPGA Tour and one on the European Tour. I had the thrill of witnessing her first ever Solheim Cup experience in 2024, where she set a record as the oldest rookie. Our first guest is ready to go on the Tee to Green guest line. I'm excited to welcome Steve Goforth, a 30-year veteran of the golf industry and Class A PGA professional. He has a passion for the game that started at the age of 8. Steve's been recognized as one of the world's top 100 club fitters and has managed multiple golf facilities. Now he is the head golf professional at Cross Creek Golf Club in South Carolina. He also hosts the Go Forth and Golf podcast, sharing fun insights and expert tips on swing fundamentals, gear, and the mental side of the game. Steve, welcome to the show.
Debbie, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
Well, you have a vast knowledge in the golf industry with 30 years of experience. You've probably seen it all. You know, let's help our golfers who are listening. What's the common mistake you see amateurs make over and over, and then explain how they can fix it?
You know, honestly, I think it comes down to fundamentals, Debbie. You know, just, you know, how you grip the golf club, set up the golf ball. You know, sometimes we take those things for granted. I think golfers, they get nervous, they get anxious, and they want to go into the golf shot and just hit the golf shot and get it over with. And then they skip over some of those fundamentals that are just absolutely crucial. So that, you know, I think, and I always try to teach about the finish position. The finish position in the golf swing is so important, and I feel like that's a huge fundamental in the golf swing. So getting that finish position, I tell students that's ensuring four key factors in your golf swing. Number one, it's ensuring that you're rotating your body. Two, you're shifting your weight. Three, you're balanced. And four, you're swinging at a good tempo. So instead of thinking about all four of those things, if you just think, hey, get to my finish position and hold that, you're doing them all. So I try to treat that as a fundamental as well. But, you know, again, I think fundamentals is a huge part of that.
Yeah, and it doesn't sound sexy for a lot of amateurs. They want to know, you know, am I coming over the top? What is the angle? And they get thinking way too much. There's a great book called Quantum Golf that talks a lot about that finish position. Right, so if you finish in the right way, you did something good at impact, didn't you?
Absolutely, absolutely. And again, it's just something that we forget about sometimes, right? We're so focused on hitting that golf ball. And I try to tell students, look, it's not about hitting a golf ball. Just make a golf swing. And the golf ball is just going to get in the way of it.
Incredible advice. Now, talking about fundamentals, many golfers skip this part. And you are an absolute expert in so many parts of the game, but especially this as a custom club builder at Slazenger and then, you know, top 100 in the world in club fitting. So explain to the players, you know, what are the key pieces to getting the perfect clubs for them and actually the importance of it, because I think many do skip this step.
No, absolutely. I hear all the time. Students, especially those that are starting out or maybe feel like they're not very good or they're a high handicap player, they're like, well, you know, I don't know that I need to get fit for clubs. I'm not good enough for that. But I feel like it's just the opposite. I feel like that's even more important for them to go get fit, because you don't want to pick up bad habits because the clubs aren't fit to you properly. So you want them to make sure the clubs are fit to you. You know, obviously you've got your fundamentals of the shaft flex, shaft height, length, you know, club head type is going to give you the most forgiveness, and to just help you get a center strike on the golf ball. So going through that whole process is so important. Of course, with technology the way it is now, with launch monitors, it's even more precise in picking up spin rates and smash factors and all those things. So I tell you something I feel like a lot of golfers overlook when they get fit, and that's for the putter, because you're using that club, that putter, more than any other club in your bag, right? You're using it every hole, twice a hole, God forbid three, right? We don't want to use your putter three times a hole. But if you're using it 36 times at the minimum, you know, that's the club you use more than any other in your bag. So take the time, go out there, get fit for the putter. It's huge.
What are some drills once they have this fitting with their putter that they can do to improve their putting? Because lately I've seen on the PGA Tour, they are showing, and maybe it's the ESPN version before the tour, they're showing many of the golfers warming up, and you see how precise they are when they are practicing their putting before they go play and how many putts they actually take. So what are some of your best putting drills that our golfers can implement to lower their golf scores?
Well, I love to focus on distance response first. You know, if you can control your distance response, I think that helps tremendously. You know, Tiger was famous, or still is famous, for going around the putting green, just putting with your right arm only. I think that really helps you have a lot of, it really helps enhance your tempo and have a lot of control over your putter phase. The right arm only drills are great. Obviously, any type of tee drills where you're setting up a gate with your putter head and then having another gate out on your line that you got to roll the ball through, I think is extremely effective. I like to use the putting mirror, of course, you know, making sure their eyes are set over the golf ball properly, and then put alignment sticks down, what I would call the runway, create a runway with the alignment stick, and just make sure the putter face is going down that runway, and just, again, really focusing on putter path, club face, or putter face control. But again, tempo, I think, is everything. You want that tick-tock 1-2 motion going on there. And I've really found that the right arm only drill helps a lot of people with that, in my experience.
Well, you've managed multiple facilities. Do you see many golfers practicing putting and doing drills and spending that extra time on the part of the game that they will do more than any other part of the game?
No, unfortunately not. I mean, you do see you recognize your better players when they're out there doing that. But most of the time, people are not focusing enough on the putting green. They're arriving to the golf course just in time to maybe hit a few golf balls on the range and maybe roll a couple of putts and then off to the first tee they go. So I would love to see more people focusing on their putting stroke on the putting green. I don't see it as much as I'd like to. But it's definitely an area that people need to focus on more, for sure, all of us.
And you've seen a lot in the industry, 30 years in this industry, been at many different places, general manager, director of golf, and head golf professional, and then pre to those things, the club fitting. What have you seen in our industry that has changed over the years?
Well, it's good question. I would have to say the technology aspect of it. I mean, being able to, whether it's running your T-sheet, whether it's running your food and beverage, whether it's giving a golf lesson or just having a good experience out there on the golf course with, you know, range finders and all the technology that we have there. So definitely technology for sure. And then with the emergence of AI, I think that's going to be even more exciting. And how we run a golf club and how we play the game and how we practice the game and how we learn the game. 100% would have to say the technology aspect of it is incredible. All the things we can measure now. I mean, think about the pressure plates that are out there now, right? I mean, you can measure how your weight's distributing from left to right and through your swings. That's incredible.
Yeah, share some information on that pressure plates and the importance of it. Like, we see Scottie Scheffler, when he swings through, his front foot moves, it's off the ground. Laura Davies was one. She was practically up on her toes or off the ground every time she hit it. And they are the longest hitters. You know, Lexi Thompson, same thing on the LPGA Tour. These long hitters typically are not that, you know, balanced finish that we want. I mean, they're balanced, but they have moved. So explain why that creates so much power. We have about, you know, 45 seconds on this one.
I would say the ground force is everything, right? So the downswing starts from the ground and works its way up, kind of like how we build a house, right? You start with a foundation and go upward. So really trying to make sure your weight distribution is in a proper sequence during the downswing, also the backswing as well. So just making sure that you're transitioning into that downswing, using the legs, that's where a lot of the power comes from. And then once we get that lower body driving and we can measure that, make sure it's doing what it should do, at the how the weight distribution is moving back and forth, and then we get that upper body rotating through the shot. So, you know, the legs are a huge part, something a lot of people forget about. They try to swing with their arms and their hands and completely forget about the lower body. So love how pressure plates can really measure that and then help golfers to perfect how that movement is going about through the golf swing.
Well, we are talking with Steve Goforth, a PGA professional, and when we come back, he's going to hang around for the next segment. We're going to talk about his podcast and his other passion in teaching golf, the mental game. So stay with us. We'll have more with Steve Goforth and Tee to Green in just a moment.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Welcome back to the Tee to Green Golf Show, where we talk golf for all golfers. I am so excited to be talking with Steve Goforth, PGA professional and podcast host. Steve, let's talk about that podcast, Goforth and Golf. I think the name of it is kind of obvious from where you came, but let us know the whole beginning of starting your podcast.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, I kind of had to do a little play on words there. Obviously, with my name, last name, Goforth, and, you know, Goforth and play the game of golf. So it's been a tremendous honor and a very humbling experience for me. I thoroughly enjoy it, and I've got to meet so many great people like yourself with doing this who have made a tremendous impact on the game of golf. So I absolutely love doing the podcast. It's been an absolute thrill for me.
And I noticed one of the things you do love to talk about in terms of golf, and to me it is probably the most important part, because every single shot includes a mental component, every one of them out on the course. What is your mental state and how your mental state is going to impact your results? So what is one mental game strategy you wish every single golfer out there would adopt?
I would definitely have to say, I think two things there. Number one, visualization. I think it's huge. We have a tendency of getting over a golf ball, and we visualize the things that we don't want to do instead of visualizing the things that we do want to do. So I think visualization is everything. Dr. David Cook is a great sports psychologist out there. He talked about painting a picture, paint a masterpiece. And I think that's huge. I think that's a wonderful way of looking at things. I would say outside of visualization, breathing, right? We get out there and, you know, we get nervous and we don't even realize it, but we stop breathing sometimes, you know, or breathing the way we should. And so I think breathing is important so that we stay focused, right? So when we breathe, it's our body's way of communicating back to the brain that, you know, hey, everything's good, we're fine here. But if you're not breathing, the brain thinks, okay, something's wrong, let's lock things down, let's go into protect mode. And then we can't really put our best swing over the golf ball. So visualization and breathing, I think, are the two key elements there to start your path to a better mental game.
And we often see the tour players stand behind the ball, and they are looking down that target line, and that's exactly what they're doing. And Jason Day is one who closes his eyes, and what he said is he can visualize better with his eyes actually closed. So take that advice, implement it if you're not doing it in your game. It will certainly make a difference. Now, what about that first tee? A lot of times people step on that first tee, first shot of the day, right? People are probably watching as they're waiting to step onto the tee, or at least your playing partners are watching. How do we handle getting off to a good start? Or if we don't, how do we handle what happens next? But those first tee jitters are something everybody deals with.
They are. They really are. And, you know, I ironically did a podcast, my last podcast I just dropped was talking about, you know, how do we deal with first tee jitters, right? So there's a lot, I give a lot of tips and 10 tips on how to deal with that. You can not always take that from the first tee, but no matter where you are on the golf course, if you start getting nervous, apply these 10 tips in there. But, you know, a couple of things I talk about is, number one, just focus on tempo over power. You know, we get up to the first tee and things are going really fast, right? We're nervous. We're scared. we're excited. All these emotions are going through us, right? So when that happens, we start moving faster. We're thinking faster. And so sometimes we just have to really make it a deliberate intent to just slow things down and just focus on the tempo, because you'll find that, and how many times have you done it, Debbie? It's like you really focus on tempo. It's like, oh my gosh, I hit that drop further than I've hit any other in my life, and I wasn't even thinking about trying to swing hard.
Absolutely. It's such a key. It's that effortless power, as opposed to what many people have is powerless effort. It feels easier. And I imagine every golfer's done that at some point. It's just, what's the challenge there mentally to allow ourselves to let things go? And as a reminder, we're talking with Steve Goforth, PGA professional and podcast host of Goforth and Golf. So, Steve, how do we allow ourselves to get out of our own way?
I think the biggest thing is being okay with the fact that you're going to mess up, right? Everybody does. The best in the world does. I mean, you know, look at Scotty last year in the Tour Championship. He shanked the ball in the final round, right? I mean, nobody would ever expect Scotty Scheffler to shank a golf ball, especially the Tour Championship. But he did, and he recovered from it, right, because he stayed calm. He focused on what he did want to do and not what he did, what he just did. And I think just having perspective there, knowing that, hey, it's okay if I messed up. It's okay that I'm nervous. It's okay that I'm scared. But we want to try to make sure we harness those nerves into positive energy, right? We want to paint that positive picture. We want to breathe. So we're going to just trust our ability when you're out there. And I mentioned in the podcast, I was like, know that shot's not going to define your entire round. If you hit a bad shot off that first tee, that doesn't mean your whole round's going to be bad, right? It's just, you happen to hit a bad shot there, you can recover. And as we know, we hit the best tee shot of our life off the first tee, and yet the rest of our round didn't go like we thought it would. So, you know, don't put a lot of emphasis on that first shot. There's a lot more to it.
Something that can help so many golfers is a strong, consistent pre-shot routine. And I think, again, there are many amateurs who just get up and hit, or they don't have a specific, I'm going to hit it, you know, I'll ask some of my students, where do you want this ball to go? In the fairway. And it's not very on the green, not very specific, you know, so that's part of the pre-shot routine and planning the shot. So what are some of your advice that you give to your students about the pre-shot routine?
I think the pre-shot routine is so, so important. I mean, to me, I like to think of that pre-shot routine as like our reset button, right? So we, no matter what you've done up to that point, that's a reset, and you're focused on the now. And so that's kind of like your own, I tell students, it's like your own personal bubble. You can just block out all those distractions. So I like for it to start behind the ball. Obviously, we want to pick out, number one, identify your target and be specific with that. I like to think of the whole throwing darts analogy, where if you're throwing a dart, you're not trying to hit the dartboard, you're trying to hit the bullseye, right? So pick out your bullseye, find your spot in front of your ball that you want to align your club face to. So we're taking that target that could be 200 yards away, and we're pulling it a foot in front of it. Find your alignment spot in front of your ball, get set with your body, maybe take a practice swing, relax, visualize. Absolutely has to be a part of that pre-shot routine. And then if you need to, take a deep breath. You know, take a deep breath. That's relaxing the body, lets it do what it already knows how to do. But, yeah, no, pre-shot routine is everything. And unfortunately, I think a lot of golfers out there, they don't have a consistent one. Like, they may understand it, they try to do it, but it's not consistent.
We are talking with Steve Goforth, PGA professional and head golf professional at Cross Creek Golf Club in South Carolina. He also hosts a podcast called Goforth and Golf. Steve, what's ahead in the golf industry in your mind? I know you mentioned earlier the technology, the AI. You know, we're seeing Tiger Woods' league with the indoor, with having more fun. Some courses are trying to make it where they can go out and play three holes. Like, it seems like people sometimes are in a hurry. It's not always the traditional round of golf. What do you see in terms of this part of golf? I saw a stat where somewhere around 50% of golf rounds were even played indoor in simulators. Is that going to be a huge thing? What do you see? What are you hearing from your fans and your members?
Yeah, I definitely think that the simulator golf is part of the future of the game for sure. And I'm really excited about it. I mean, it allows you to go out there, have fun. You also have Top Golf and things like that. So I think that the technology, like you mentioned, is going to be a gigantic part of the future of the game. And I think the biggest thing, in my opinion, is just trying to find ways to make the game even more fun than it already is. You know, and if that's through a simulator, if that's through Top Golf, if that's what putt-putt, no matter what it is, just trying to make the game more fun and also more accessible to people. And anything we can do to make that happen and just continue to grow the game, you know, people like yourself, who are huge influences on the game of golf, I think it's so important. It's so great. Just continue to educate people about how fun this game is and how much better people we can become by just playing the game.
And a lot of that starts with junior golf. What do you do at your club in terms of junior golf, Steve?
Yeah, I agree. Junior golf is everything right now. So what I absolutely love about Cross Creek is we really focus hard on junior golf. And that was one of the reasons why that golf course was built in the first place. And so I love the fact that we're allowed to grow the game through junior golf. So we do PGA Junior League. We have First Tee. I'm a proud board member of First Tee here in upstate South Carolina. And we have First Tee programs. We take those programs to the local elementary schools and middle schools. And so they learn about the game of golf there in gym class. And then that transfers over to our golf course. So they come for programming. First Tee, I think, is just an absolutely incredible program.
Hey, Steve, tell everybody before we...
Camping clinic, all those things. I host the drop, ship, and putt at Cross Creek, and it's so great to see all those wonderful junior players coming to the golf course. So it's incredible.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
Welcome back to Tea to Green Radio Show. Steve Goforth gave you great, great advice. I want you to be able to follow him. So on all social media, at Goforth, G-O-F-O-R-T-H, and then you can find him on GoForthGolf.com. His email, sgoforth@pga.com. So stay in touch with Steve and continue to improve your game. And now I'm so excited to welcome Lauren Coughlin, a University of Virginia standout who's turned heads with her tenacity and skill on the course. Early in her professional journey, Lauren struggled to find her footing, but she kept grinding, eventually nabbing two LPGA Tour victories and adding another win on the European Tour. In 2024, age 31, she became the oldest rookie to debut at the U.S. Solheim Cup, where her grit and determination shined through under immense pressure that the Solheim Cup brings. She is living proof that perseverance pays off, and we can't wait to hear more about her remarkable rise to the top. Lauren, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Looking forward to talking with you today.
I am so excited to share because you are absolutely an inspiration, and your story came out, you know, with you qualifying as the oldest rookie at 31 years old to qualify for that Solheim Cup. You know, that your tour career wasn't always easy early on. Share with us how you stayed so determined and had that grit throughout your career.
Yeah, I think, you know, part of it was, you know, having a really great support system and my husband, my family, my coaches. But, you know, they believed in me, and so they kind of kept me believing in myself even when it was really hard to, and, you know, the results weren't showing. But I think I've always just been kind of someone who, if I set my mind to something, I'm not going to stop until I succeed, or I'm just going to keep trying, and I don't really ever give up. And so I think, you know, I showed a lot of that, you know, even in just like the final match of the Solheim. You know, I was 3 down through 11 holes or 10 holes and kind of fought back to get it all square.
Well, let's go ahead and talk about the Solheim Cup. I was there. I was cheering you on and leading some of the cheers. It's such a great experience for everyone. As a rookie, what was it like to step onto that first tee of the Solheim Cup?
Yeah, I mean, it was amazing. It was loud. The music was playing. You know, the fans were having a great time. You know, it was only an hour from where I live, so I had a lot of support and a lot of friends that were, you know, some of them, you know, it was the first time that they ever really been able to watch me in person. So it was just the most amazing experience. I had so much fun. You know, I was definitely nervous. As everyone says, you know, the first tee shot is like some of the most nervous people I've ever been. And I wouldn't say I was as nervous as I thought I was going to be, but there was definitely some adrenaline going, and it was amazing.
You know what I noticed this year for the U.S. team is every single player kept the fans cheering as they were swinging. Was that something you had ever experienced before, and did you all practice that beforehand?
I wouldn't say we practiced it, but I think, I know for me personally, I was like, I just wanted to have something constant, you know, some noise going on. I didn't really want any music, but you know, like the cheering and stuff, you know, it just, you know, when it's super quiet and all of a sudden you hear something, like, it can be really distracting. So, you know, people think that, like, oh, you want it super quiet. And more, you just want something super constant, you know. So, like, just having the noise and stuff was just to make sure that, like, I didn't get super distracted.
Yeah, and it makes it more fun for the fans. So if you've never been to a Solheim Cup, I encourage you to get to a Solheim Cup. And some of you, I always say this, which I hopefully someday don't have to say, but some of you may know the Ryder Cup. The Solheim Cup is the women's version where it's U.S. versus Europe. You dread, it's like being at the Olympics, football games cheering, and a golf tournament. So it really is exciting. And Lauren, you went 3-0-1, so undefeated, first time out in the Solheim Cup. Share what that experience was like for you.
Yeah, I mean, I had three really great partners. I played with Rose. I played with Sarah Schmelzel, who was probably one of my best friends on the team. And, you know, we kind of started around the same time. We've been out on tour about the same amount of time. And then Lexi, who I've kind of become friends with over the last year and a half as well. And so I had some really good partners. You know, I was having so much fun with everybody. You know, Terry, my caddy, it was just so much fun. And I think a lot of times if you're having fun, you know, it usually leads to good golf.
Yeah, and that's what more amateurs need to realize too, having that fun and putting a smile on your face, which you don't always see on the tour. So let's go over to the LPGA mm-hmm. tour, where it's not the laughing and cheering, and the crowds aren't, you know, screaming and yelling on the first tee like they are in the Solheim Cup. It's a very different experience. How do you bring the fun and be competitive at the same time?
I think it's just different for every person. You know, I am, you know, a super easygoing and relaxed person. And so when I'm, like, super serious, it actually makes me play worse. And I think part of why I played so well last year overall is I was just having so much fun. You know, I had my husband out there full-time with me. I started working with Terry McNamara last year, and me and him just got along so well. And it was we had just like a lot of fun together, and I think that's why I was playing so well.
What was the shift that you made to help you start playing well after, as we mentioned, you know, a slower start on your career? What were the things that you shifted to that really turned it around?
Yeah, I think part of it was just feeling comfortable and being myself. You know, when you first get out there, it can be really overwhelming. And you can kind of have like that imposter syndrome type feel sometimes. And I definitely did in the very beginning. And then, you know, I just started working on some certain things. You know, I got in the gym. I started working on my putting a lot more. I started working on my wedges a lot more. You know, I started to get into a really good team and figuring out how I need to practice, how I need to prepare to play my best golf. And it just took me a little bit longer than some people. You know, it comes a little bit naturally, I guess. I can be a little stubborn and want to do things my way, and then eventually it's like, okay, it's clearly not working. You need to do something else.
Well, you mentioned having that imposter syndrome. I imagine there's a lot of listeners who sometimes get on the course and look at their playing partners like, oh my gosh, I don't belong here, or I'm the worst one in the group sometimes, or if you're playing and you start messing up, that embarrassment. How did you get over the imposter syndrome and then really create the confidence to win on tour?
I think it just took some time for me to kind of be around people, you know, that everyone is, when it really comes down to it, everybody is just trying just as hard, trying to be the best they can do. You know, no one is any better than you just because of who they are or their name or whatever. I think it just, you know, becoming friends with some of the people and kind of getting to know that, like, everybody's going through very similar things and you're not the only one, you know, who is going through struggles. It may seem like everybody is, you know, just has it so easy, but, you know, everybody's going through something, and I think it just took me some time to kind of to realize that. And part of it was just kind of seeing some results, seeing some bright spots, and, you know, keeping that belief and knowing that I was going in the right direction.
Share with us the story of your first professional win. What was that like for you? And I think by then your husband was on the bag, right, when you got your first professional win?
So my husband caddied for me kind of in the very beginning part of the year. He caddied for me from Palos Verdes through the Founders Cup. And then Terry McNamara caddied for me starting at Mizuho through the Walmart. Terry caddied for Annika for years, and he was kind of semi-retired, so he kind of was going to come out with me just to do about 10 events. And he couldn't do Evian, so my husband did caddy for me at Evian, but Terry was on the back for me when I won in Canada and when I won in Scotland and at the Solheim Cup.
So what was that first win like? Especially after years of grinding and struggle, yeah. Sometimes the win is even sweeter when it's been a harder road to get there. So share with us how you felt.
I played so well the whole week. You know, the first 2 days I had the 36 hole lead, and then Heron and I kind of battled it out there on Saturday, and you know, I shot 7 under to her, or 6 under to her, 7 under or 8 under or whatever it was, you know. So I was one behind going into the final round and made some mistakes in the beginning, you know, wasn't really making anything. And then she doubled the 10th hole and kind of let me back into it. And I think that final round just really showed, you know, who I am as a person, which is someone who's going to stay in it, who's not going to give up. And that's kind of what I did that day. I just stayed in it until, unfortunately for Heron, she made a couple mistakes coming down the stretch, and I birdied the 17th hole to have a 2-shot lead going into the last. And it was kind of crazy because it felt like it just happened so fast. You know, I was behind pretty much all day until all of a sudden I had a 2-shot lead, and I was like, oh, okay. but yeah, I mean, the adrenaline of coming up that 18th hole and locking up to the green, knowing that, you know, I didn't really have to do anything special to kind of get it in to get the win, was really fun and exciting. And, you know, have my husband there. He was, you know, waiting there on the green for me and, you know, dumped champagne on me. And it was just a very amazing, amazing feeling.
I imagine so many of the other players were excited for you, too, after watching your journey. We are talking with Lauren Coughlin, LPGA Tour star, who in 2024 set a record as the oldest rookie teeing it up at the Solheim Cup and went undefeated in that event. So, Lauren, what's on the schedule for you this year? Like, what do you set goals as you approach a new year? You're not in Asia right now. There's an Asia swing going on. So as you look at 2025, what are some of your thoughts about your upcoming season and maybe some goals?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I want to win. It was so much fun. You know, that's going to be always a goal. Winning a major is a big one now. You know, the International Crown is in Korea this year, and that, you know, the opportunity to represent my country again, that would be so much fun. But I have some things, you know, just some things that I want overall, like much smaller goals, like skill goals that I'm going to be trying to work on and trying to get better. And but, you know, right now I'm just, you know, trying to enjoy it and have fun again and just keep going with it and enjoying playing golf.
What will be your next event so our listeners can watch for you?
Yeah, I'll be at the Ford Championship in Phoenix the week of the 25th of March. So I have a couple weeks off. I was in Thailand and Singapore the last couple weeks, but now I get to be home for a couple weeks, which is nice.
Excellent. Yeah, you get to plan that entire schedule. Well, Lauren, you are an amazing champion. You are an inspiration. I can't thank you enough for spending some time with us. Watch for Lauren Coughlin on the LPGA Tour, collecting more points to be on the Solheim Cup team in 2026. So, Lauren, thank you for your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We'll be back with our final segment of Tee to Green.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So
call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Welcome back to the fastest hour in golf, the Tee to Green radio show. And I'm so excited to welcome to our show, to his show, Jay Ritchie, who has been covering Air Force hockey. They're in the playoffs. So, Jay, from the greens to the ice, what's happening on the ice?
Well, on the ice, we had a double overtime game last night, Air Force and Sacred Heart. Sacred Heart won the first game on Friday, and it's a best 2 out of 3 quarterfinal series. So Air Force had to win yesterday or the series would be over and the season would be over. And the Falcons and Sacred Heart went into double overtime last night, and Air Force pulled it out by a score of 3-2. They got a goal with 30 seconds left in the second overtime. So they played pretty much 5 periods of hockey, 100 minutes of hockey, and Air Force was able to get the game-winning goal, and so there'll be a game 3, a third and deciding game in that series later today at 5 o'clock Eastern. Crazy stuff.
So exciting, and there's a lot of exciting things happening on the PGA and LPGA Tour. That event is complete. Are you going to give us a rundown?
Well, I'll give you a rundown on the PGA Tour, the big event and the biggest event of the year so far in this early 2025 season. At Bay Hill in Orlando, it's the Arnold Palmer Invitational, and a lot of big names showing up for this one. And on the leaderboard, Colin Morikawa, 10 under par. He was 5 under yesterday to take the lead. He's a 10 under, a one-shot lead over Russell Henley. Two back at 8 under is Canada's Corey Connors. Jason Day is 3 back at 7 under. Tony Finau, Michael Kim are at 5 under, 5 shots back, way back in the pack. Rory McIlroy 3 under, Scotty Scheffler at 2 under. Final round coming up today on NBC.
Well, as you always say, Jay, hit them long and hit them straight. We'll be back next week with another edition of Tee to Green.